Well, if you want some good news on what's going on in agriculture, the USDA's quarterly grain stock estimates suggest there are fewer bushels of corn and soybeans left over from last year than have been reported so far. Now, is that unusual to hear? No, not really. University of Illinois commodity grain market specialist Todd Hubbs says corn is off by 56 million bushels and soybeans are down by 44 million bushels.
I'd say one thing out of the stocks reports is just the idea that corn and soybean consumption starting to move. It's getting stronger as we move through the year, it feels like, especially in some areas that maybe we didn't see before, like feed. For the soybean ending stocks, they adjusted 2016 production, which wasn't really a shocker, but still it sort of changed the balance sheet.
Well, having said that, Hubbs admits the 16-17 projected carryouts for corn and soybeans remain very large. Now, it's possible to roll forward the September grain stocks report to forward figure the October USDA supply and demand table, or at least some of the adjustment. Now, when you do that, it shows corn carryout at 2.295 billion bushels, soybean ending stocks at 301 million. Now, it's a matter then, according to Hubbs, of laying off the heavy supply side against growing consumption, which for the moment is hampered by low river water levels that have been causing transportation problems in the Gulf of Mexico.
The strong demand and the strong consumption we've been seeing is a good sign as we move through the next marketing year if we can keep it up. But right now we're suffering under these supply and transportation issues.
Well, it's not to say a bullish market's around the corner, but that demand should provide a series of marketing opportunities over the coming months. So actually, make sure you're paying attention to what's going on in the grain markets. Farm and food groups want the Trump administration to address a trade consideration between Mexico and Japan regarding geographical indications. Well, Japan and Mexico are considering giving exclusive status to various European geographical food and drink names. Now, in a letter to President Trump, the groups say that the European Union is currently negotiating with both nations on lists of protected geographical indications and seeks to secure a monopoly on certain common names for meats, cheeses, wines, and other beverages, such as Parmesan, Bologna, and Vintage. Well, the letter was signed by the American Farm Bureau Federation, the U.S. Dairy Export Council, and the Wine Institute. Japan and Mexico, which are finalizing new and updated trade agreements with the EU, are closing comment periods on the terms early this month. Now, the groups say they're not opposed to proper geographical indications, such as Idaho potatoes. However, they say the EU has been aggressively seeking to confiscate generic terms that derive from part of the protected name or are otherwise common usage, such as Parmesan. Okay, we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, USDA has announced farm safety net payments. Check your mailbox. You could be getting a check in the mail. They are going out this week. We'll be back with that right after this.